Blog Talk Radio.
Now, a whole lot of things been bothering me, because a lot of people think that things is cool. People ride around in those cars and ride in them airplanes, pocket full of money, and everybody thinks that things is cool. Even old jive president accident, would make you think that things is cool. But I'm here to tell all y'all, and him too, that we got a cross that we must bear. And the cross gets awful heavy. Now there's the black cross, the green cross, the white cross, the double cross, the crisscross, and the lost cross. And the cross gets awful heavy, different times, but one is supposed to keep on going on and carrying the cross on his shoulder. Because you ain't supposed to let no cross you up. You're supposed to let a cross help you get across. And if you let a cross help you get across, you won't get crossed up. But you'll be on the cross because you done got a cross on the cross. So if you can remember this, you won't get lost on the cross while you're trying to get across. So we just here to let you know about it. I know that you knew already, because y'all are the hippest people in the world. Hip, black, and white. But you still know that you got a cross you must deal with. So when it crosses you up, go on and deal with it. And leave it alone.
Okay, y'all. I hope y'all can hear me. No, you can't. Okay. Now you can. No, you can't. Okay, yes, you can. All right, y'all. I'm having my own little senior moment. Y'all have to forgive me. Okay, y'all. Without further ado, I have with us the most outstanding researcher. Oh, Lord, excuse me. Anne Mitchell. She is a very, very worthy of all of y'all's praises. She is truly wonderful. She's magnificent in what she does. Anne Mitchell is a researcher. She does excellent interviews. And she's a YouTuber, but she's mainly a good researcher. And Em, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I truly appreciate you inviting me to the show. It is definitely a pleasure. You are one of my elders, and I definitely appreciate your work as well, just as much as you appreciate mine.
Well, you are just excellent at what you do. And it is truly, truly an honor. And to have you back with us again, and I was telling folks that you were with us, it's been, about a year or two?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And where you were telling us about, and I was trying to think, I think that was the show where it was about the weather, what was going on with the weather.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that weatherman that had disappeared. No.
I thought
he disappeared.
Yeah, he did. I cannot remember the exact name of the channel, but I do remember that Hurricane Michael was taking over Georgia at the time, and I was speaking to you about that at that time.
Yes. And look, isn't that something? And at that time it was that hurricane, and now we have this one.
Yes, ma'am.
So we got to stop meeting during hurricanes.
Yes, ma'am. Try to work that out.
Yes. So let me ask you, what are you doing today? You want to tell us about what's going on with you today? What are you studying? What are you researching? What are you going to pick your brains at?
Well, today I am actually just basically taking a step back. I had left the scene due to the fact that I was taken out because I had started speaking about the Black Jews, so to speak, and basically they had Nick Cannon me. Nick Cannon might be able to understand exactly where I was coming from at this standpoint, where I was basically talking about how Black people were the real Jews. And once I had started basically presenting biblical evidence and also evidence from so-called Jewish people, it became an issue. But
yes.
At the end of the day, you know, I basically just kept pushing, kept trying to push out a message, so to speak, and I got pushback. Just was not prepared for. So, basically, I ended up in a situation, like I said, that I was not prepared for.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I will basically just tell a story.
Yeah.
So maybe you can understand exactly where I may be coming from. I'm not going to beat around the bush. A lot of people that actually followed me wondered where I had went, what had happened.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to come out and just say what I have to say.
Okay.
I had gone against a faction known as the Divine Nine. And many people who do not know what that is, these are the Black Greek fraternities and sororities that basically rule the Black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not only them, the Freemasons. Black Freemasons, Prince Hall Freemasons. I had one against them. I had put out a lot of information about them.
Yeah.
And those who really, really followed me know that that is what I was truly famous for. I didn't know if I was actually telling the truth or not. I was just following people like Steve Copley
mm-hmm.
and just following his work and just trying to figure out exactly where this went from, because for all these people to be in power that are black, like Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, people like this who have all this money and prestige and basically rule the black culture, for them to actually be in control of this and for us to be where we are and for you to have so much influence, what exactly is going on at this point? So I started putting out videos after finding out information and also researching Steve Coakley. And during this time, I actually found out that Divine Nine, the Black Greek cultures, had a lot of influence on our cultures and where we are in life as far as black people are concerned. And I'll actually give you an example. There was a video that came out called the Butts Out video. I'm not going to say the word because I'm a Christian now, so I don't cuss.
Yeah.
And it was basically a black Greek fraternity with their butts out, black men, with their butts out, pants down. And there was a YouTuber whose whole page was taken down because he was the one who had exposed this video. The video is no longer available, but those of you who follow me and those of you who follow him know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is only an example of the Greek culture that they put out. And I'll give you another example.
Okay.
I come from up north. Coming to the south, where you see all these black people in power, wow, this is awesome. This is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Metro Atlanta, which is supposed to be the black Hollywood, right, is the most diverse or divisive city when it comes down to black people ever known. Why? Because these have, Atlanta has the most HBCUs.
Okay.
Let me put it to you that way. Okay?
Yeah.
So the most HBCUs means the most Divine Nine.
Okay.
This is Greek culture.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm just going to say that, all right? I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to move on. Now, when I started exposing these things, these people actually had put threats out on my page. That's neither here nor there. But I will say this. There was a member of Divine Nine that had pushed my son down to the floor. He was 10 years old. In his school. It was on the news. As a matter of fact, it was one of my subscribers that told me that my son was pushed down to the floor, and it was on the news while I was reporting it. I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
I know that was a hard pill.
It was.
That was a hard pill to swallow.
It was very hard, but it happened.
Yes.
It was what it was.
Yes, and she wasn't a little tiny lady. She was a bigger lady. She was thick.
Yes, ma'am. She was a sick. Yes, ma'am. She was. And there was one YouTuber who had actually did a story on this. I appreciate him. His name was Trey something. I can't remember the last name. But definitely appreciate that YouTuber. And basically, I felt like they had made true on what it was that they had to say at that point when it came down to a threat. And I don't believe in coincidences. Many people may call me crazy, but if something like that happened to you after so many threats, you might feel the same way.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. After a certain point in time, YouTube had taken down my page. I had no strikes, nothing. And many of you that have followed me know I had no strikes. I was very careful, had no strikes. One day I just went to get into my email. I couldn't even get into my email. And this was after I talked about the black Jews, okay? This was after I had spoken about the water wars when it came down to Trump and Joseph E. Gilberti, P.E. Those of you that have followed me know that when I had spoken about Joseph E. Gilberti, he was the one that had brought the lawsuit and had put it into Trump's hand to go against the CIA, FBI, and many cancer cities. Cancer centers, when it came down to an underground water source. This was called the Water Wars. So I was the only YouTuber who had the balls to go against it, and I was the only YouTuber who was taken down without cause. I had no cause to be taken down. He just took me down. So after all of this, basically after a certain amount of time, I said, okay, maybe let me just go ahead and find out what these Eastern stars are all about as far as the female Freemasons, because mind you, it was me going against these people that had taken me down, or at least in my mind and what everybody else that was telling me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. So pre-COVID, I attempt to join the Eastern Stars. It was a certain sect of Eastern Stars. It was not Prince Hall. I want to say that, and you'll find out why later on into the story.
Okay.
So when I was going to join this group of Eastern Stars, they accepted me. We also had to sign a waiver stating that they would not be liable if anything happened to us. And we also have to name our beneficiary, okay? So if they tell you that they don't haze, I'm just letting you know my personal story, my own experience. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, moving on, later on into the story, we had been, you know, doing everything that we were asked to do as Eastern Star wannabes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe about 7 to 8 weeks into COVID, the worthy matron came to us and said, well, listen, you guys have been waiting patiently. We're just going to go ahead and add you guys to the rolls, and you will be initiated later. Now, anyone that is a true Eastern Star or Freemason knows that this is BS. You don't do this.
Okay.
You just don't. You just don't do this.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's neither here nor there. This is what she said. Now, mind you, I have people telling me that the organization that I was going to join was clandestine, which means it's not legit. Now, me being an outsider, I thought that an Eastern Star was an Eastern Star, a Freemason was a Freemason. I didn't know that there were any differences. Apparently, they were beefing in the ranks. I didn't find this out until I attempted to join. So, where there is smoke, there is fire.
Yes.
When I began to research, I found out that the black Freemasons were different than the regular, okay, Scottish Freemasons, York Rite Freemasons, just different, okay, because they were black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in order for Prince Hall to be considered to be legit, they had to have gotten their charter from the white Freemasons. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So Prince Hall considers any other group of black Freemasons to be clandestine, which means illegitimate, because they are the only ones that have his charter.
Yes.
Now, my thing is, this is no issue. That's not an issue. These are black men that have balls, egos, no issue.
Right.
But what the issue is that Freemasonry, according to my research, began way before some white men in England, in England or Scotland. This began at the time of Egypt with Osiris. You can see this on the cave walls where he wore the aprons. So the fact that you can sit up here and allow some white men to tell you to go against your own black men because they told you that you can only be worthy with their permission, it's just mind-blowing to me. So, like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. I continue to research. And the organization that I was dealing with actually was a Ponzi scheme. They have been just siphoning money off the top, which basically made a whole bunch of sense as to why they would tell us, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put you on the rolls. Let me get that $225, which were the due fees at that time, and we'll just go ahead and put you on the rolls. And you can have your initiation later. Made perfect sense. Now, like I said, I continued the research.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my husband and I had been separated for about 3 years about now. And the reason why we had separated was because his best friend was a Freemason. Not only a Freemason, but a worshipable master. And when he had come back into my husband's life, he was buying him all types of stuff. Jars of smoke, taking them to the best restaurants, buying them the best clothes, all types of stuff. And it was so much to the point where I felt like this was like a man courting a woman type situation. So I had to ask, like, do you guys have a relationship type thing going on? He says no. And we ended up really getting into it. He changed, and it's neither here nor there, but we had ended up separating. But around this time, I told him I was going to become an Eastern Star. We had gotten back into each other's good graces. We had agreed on a divorce. No issue. He said, don't do that. So one thing about my husband is that he is very direct, very straightforward. No matter what problems we may have had, he is a very straightforward man, and he has never lied to me. So we couldn't finish the conversation that day. Maybe a couple of weeks later, I had asked him about his best friend. Hey, you know, you never go through with anything. I thought you were going to become a Freemason. What happened to you becoming a Freemason? And that was your best friend. What happened?
Right.
You turned your back on him too? I mean, I'm basically throwing this up in his face. You never finish anything.
Right.
And he's like, well, that man is the devil. He is Satan incarnate. And I'm like, what? Your best friend? Satan incarnate? What do you mean? I mean, our marriage was broken up over this. All right?
Yeah.
8 years. Done. Over this man and his relationship. So why are you now calling him Satan incarnate? I'm like, he bought you all this stuff. He did all these things for you. Like, what's going on? He said he was grooming me. I said, grooming you for what?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, in order to get past third-degree masonry, you have to allow your brother to sodomize you. That is the only way past it. That is what he was grooming me for.
Yes,
and
he
they
said,
make
this
you
is
believe
the third degree?
This
I'm
is
sorry.
What he told me. In order for you to get past, you have got to be sodomized by your own brothers. And he said they record everything. This came out of his mouth.
Yes.
This is alleged. I have no idea. But this is what he said. Now, I've known this man for 11 years. I haven't known the Freemasons that long.
Right.
So this is what he told me. And I asked him, I said, well, if this is the case, why are you still in contact with his friend?
Yeah.
He said, actually, it's because I have been friends with him since he was 12 years old. Like, they literally grew up together. And he's like, I'm really trying to pull him out of this. I don't want to see him in this situation. And he said, I would never deal with that. That's why I backed out of initiation. Because I came to him like, you can't finish nothing. And he's like, I wasn't willing to go through that.
I don't blame him.
He said, I'm not even going to walk through the door. I'm not even going to go up to third degree and stop. I'm just not even going to walk through the door of this organization knowing what I know.
Yes.
And after I had heard him say that, I actually, I'm bold, okay? So what I did was I did further research. You know, I'm a researcher. And I researched Freemason authors. And there was a quote by an author by the name of Carl H. Cloudy that stated that the secrets of masonry were from one brother to another, from one ear to another. I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
And that the love from the one brother Mason goes beyond that of a woman. But whatever they said, it sounded gay. And I just wanted some clarification. And I'm not trying to sound funny. You know, I'm LBGT friendly. You are who you are. But my thing is, it sounded gay because if you telling one man that your love for another man can go beyond that of a woman, that's gay, okay? There is no other way in order to interpret that in my mind. That's just how I think. Now, if anyone else out there thinks differently, please let me know. But I have brought this information to the worthy matron because, mind you, they were still trying to get me to come back. Now, I wasn't on the road, so I was still freely to speak because I wasn't initiated. You just told me that you was going to put me on the road. That's a you problem. This was not legit. So I said, well, listen, if y'all can explain to me what this quote means, you could have said this was Sherman Soft. This came from hell. It made no sense. I got silence.
Yes.
And basically, that's an answer in letting me know that at least some of that is true because And just from my experience, I have never met a faithful Freemason. I haven't.
Oh, really?
I have never met a faithful Freemason. I have never met too many Freemasons, as a matter of fact, that didn't go through some things. I mean, I just,
Yeah, wow. That truly makes you think of the Masons that you know. Like, Lord, have mercy.
And that's just my experience. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, this is all alleged. I wasn't there. I asked my husband. I said, hey, you know, because we are still legally married. Hey, would you be willing to go on to the microphone? He said, man, I ain't messing with them people.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you there. And especially since the Masons been around for over 100 years that I know of in the United States. I mean, I don't know how long they've been around in general. But I know in the United States they've been around a long time.
Very long time.
Yes. And, Carla, we'll take your call in a little bit. We're going to let Em, you know, do her thing, and then we'll be with you, I promise you. So just give us some time. And I know this gentleman, he was waiting for you last time. He, you know, was anxious to speak with you. A very
okay.
knowledgeable brother. You would truly love him, too.
Definitely. No problem.
Yes. But now, you also spoke of with the Trump administration. I assume that's which one you were talking about, with the letter from the CIA. Can you go into more detail about that?
Well, that wasn't from the CIA. That was
okay.
basically about Joseph E. Gilberti, who is an engineer, and he was basically bringing a lawsuit that he had put into Trump's hand in order to handle the lawsuit. And this lawsuit was against several cancer centers, mainly in Florida,
mm-hmm.
about an underground water source.
Oh, wow. So they're messing with the water everywhere, from what I've seen. I know last year, maybe early this year, forgive me, we were doing shows about Flint water.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, just said how bad it was and, you know, where they were still fighting for it. You know, we thought Flint was done with, that, you know, they've already taken care of that. But it seems like everywhere you turn up now, you hear more and more about water being bad all over the place. Where they're doing different things to it, you know, lead in the water and the chemicals and, you know, it's just a terrible thing when it comes to the water.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And it may get worse.
Yeah, I think it's going to get worse, unfortunately. I truly do. Now, do you look at the Farmer's Almanac? Do you check it for weather or anything like that?
Once in a while, I do.
Yeah, well, the Farmers and Almanac, they've already came out with their outlook for the winter of 2020, you know, which they're, you know, basically saying this is going to be a cold, hard winter.
I'm afraid. That's one of the reasons why I haven't checked it. I think that this might be ugly.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid so. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm not a researcher like you are. But also, I haven't really studied it, but I'm just looking at just as far as, you know, that the crops are bad from, you know, the east to the north.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a problem. And I really don't know exactly what we're going to do about it when it happens, other than pray. But I just don't see this being a nice outcome. I don't see this COVID thing being a nice outcome either. I feel like this is a cover and just the start to something even more sinister.
Okay, can y'all hear me now? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
What's going on?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. My house phone dropped. I had to pick back up my cell phone. I'm sorry. You can hear me?
Okay, good.
I'm sorry, y'all. I tell you that this is a weird night. I don't know what's going on with this. But everything's okay. We're good. Oh, my. Now, do you remember when they were killing the fruits and vegetables? Remember they were, do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at. Okay, with the food source, how, you know, if you're killing everything off, you're making it really hard for this winter coming. And then, you know, with this pandemic, so people aren't really out working, you know, they're not picking the fruits and vegetables and things like that. Okay, guess what, y'all? Her line dropped. This is a weird night. Okay, let me try again. Let me open up Brother Kwani. Brother Kwani?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm going to try to get her back. Her line had dropped. Hey, this is a weird night. You still with me? Well, so far from what you heard, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, you said she was going to be very powerful, in which I trusted that because, you know, you're not going to half-step with anything you bring on your show. And the information that she's sharing is very much true about Masonics, because that's our science, in which they took and they made it into, you know, their worship when it was really ours as being the mystery system.
Yes. Yes, you.
Sound for more options.
Oh, boy. Okay. Looks like we're having problems again. Oh, my. And she wasn't able to call in because she keeps getting the message. And when I called in, I was getting the message where a toll-free number and lines are full. I don't know. Didn't Wesley say they had something to do with the zodiac sign or something like that? The date, August the 28th.
Right. And a lot of deaths happened on this day, and it was also the March on Washington. But the alignments, too, but Mercury is not in retrograde, so Mercury deals with communication, but it's not in retrograde. So it could be a number of things of them, you know, for the information that she's
sharing. Press pound for more options.
Okay, I keep trying to get it back. I'm sorry, y'all.
You trying to get
her
back?
I'm listening to you, though. Yeah, I'm trying to get her back. Her line had dropped.
I mean, I don't know if you want to do it. Text me, and then I can switch over and try to call her on my line and get her in with us.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. Let me try my line, and I'm doing it. I don't want to give out her number without her permission.
Yeah,
but
that's what I said. You know.
Yeah. Let me see if I can add her to this call. Let me try that. Okay, well, not coming through either way. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's not coming through either way. I don't know. Is it still storming in Georgia?
Well, it's not down here where I'm at. I'm in South, so I don't know if she's up in the city, if the storm moved up or what.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Oh, my, but we've been trying. My goodness. Yeah, it goes to tell you that her information has to be powerful. They don't even want it on, huh?
Right.
Wow. Oh, my. Oh, wait a minute. I have Brother Tyreek with me, too. Let me see if we open up his line. He didn't press one or anything, so we're bombarding him. Brother Tyreek? I guess he's busy. He can't talk to us right now, I guess. Well, y'all, I can try again. Let me put Brother Tyreek back on. When he's ready, he'll press one. But, wow, this is hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, something's going on that they're not allowing, because if she's gotten, kicked off of YouTube, they're all connected in who they began to start blacklisting and interfering with what they don't want people speaking on. And she dropped soon as you said about Trump and the letter.
Yeah.
And that's because they have algorithms. When you say certain names, it automatically flags, and they have the technology to say, okay, turn them off or turn that off.
Mm-hmm. Oh my. Well, this just isn't good at all. But let's see. Let's hope. Let's see.
For more options.
Oh, can't get her. I keep trying to get her.
Are you trying on your landline or your cell phone?
I tried from my cell phone, and I tried from the studio phone. But my okay, wait a minute. Okay, I can try. Let me try to see if I can. See, the only thing is, I don't want to mess with it and not knock it off, and then it'll knock off the whole show too because of my landline. Oh my! Well, y'all, I tried, and Vernon, we both were really looking forward to this.
Right.
Because she is truly a wealth of information. Y'all just don't know. This girl really, let me stop calling her a girl. This young lady, really, she researches. And she overturns, now I can't talk. Even, stones and everything else, she looks deep and gets it. Oh, my goodness. Well, Brother Kwame, where do you think we should go now? I'm going to lean on you now.
Well, I mean, she had some very valuable information as far as what's on. And then the other part in being when she was talking about Eastern Star, and I, too, attempted the Prince Hall. But I had learned beforehand and only in joining in the first degree and that part because I did, number one, I had been in recovery and the people that in Chicago where I was at Prince Hall, the hall I was in, the thing in which I did with it, I couldn't see, the drinking of the brothers that were trying to get me in. And it was like, no, I'm not into that. And that's what they were doing. And the other things that were doing when I started finding my own knowledge about, this is not theirs, this is ours. And he was just given a charter because of what the British, the Scottish said, that they could have this in order for them to, they were leaving this country and gave them the rights to open up a lodge. Under the rights, because they was supposed to gave us our freedom, and that's what Brother Tyreek was talking about, paying the debt from the what was that place in the Netherlands? They got the conference, but that was the 1812. But what that was about them owing a debt for the slaves that had joined with the British to fight. The Americans, and then when they lost the war, they in turn gave him a charter in order for them to still be affiliated with the British, even though that they didn't give them the freedom from slavery, but they paid United States for that. They gave them reparations. Still there? I've lost you now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you because I thought I'd say, wow, I guess I'm the only one on the show now.
No, it's people here. It's a lot of people here and still can't get her. I'm going to try again in a couple of minutes. As I said, this is a weird night. I guess I'm going to have to start looking at the dates before I do a show. See what happened. Isn't that what Wesley said? You got to check the history on that date.
Right. Calendar of events that happen on a date, and you also have to check what are the alignments. Is it a full moon, new moon? You know, what planets are doing what, because all of it has an effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's something that we're being interfered with in order for something not to be disclosed. And what that happens is that there's certain information we can talk about, and then there's other things that they try to ban us from, or they try to stop it by putting in interference.
Yeah. Because it has to be something. Something's going on. Who knows what it is?
Right.
But something's definitely going on.
Right. And for her being, you know, being marked at YouTube, they're now watching her or listening in, and they keep a tab on her communications. And this is the thing that, you know, yeah, I mean, this is what this whole system is set up for, behavior control. And the behavior control is that they can know that, okay, you were on Blog Show and you were talking about this, and this will this will affect your behavior. Just like we have a credit score, we're going to have a behavior score. And this is what they're coming with, the same thing that happens in China. Now you're going to be under your behavior score is going to say, if you talk about Trump or if you talk about anything that going against the government, they in turn will censor you and in turn take away certain privileges, and saying that you can't travel now, you can't buy at this place, you can't do certain things. And this is what they're looking at putting everybody in this country under. And this is what they do in China. Social behavior control.
Yeah. With the social credit.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're already writing the algorithms in order to identify when you say certain words. If you say bomb, if you say terrorist, if you say any key words, that algorithm automatically kicks in, because everything is sent through their man through the FCC. So this is why most people are now attempting to get encryption, like WhatsApp, to where they're getting encrypted communications. That way they're not able to tell what we're talking about by the language, because it's encrypted from that person to the other person. But when we go on Blog Talk or Facebook or Insta, any of the social medias, you're wide open to their censorship.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Em, are you with us? Hello? Okay, I thought maybe we had her. I guess maybe we don't.
Do you see her number on the board?
Yeah, and I opened it. That's why I was calling her, but I'm not getting a response. Oh, boy. Well.
And just like you said, she's done a lot of research, and she's digging deep down in the rabbit hole, and they don't want what she's bringing up to get out.
Nope. No, they don't.
You know, and that's part of the censorship, in which they attempt to either disrupt the communication or cut you off automatically. Like she said, they took off her YouTube page.
Yeah. And she had just opened another one. You know, but she had been off for a while, you know, because if you know, you heard her dad attacked her son. And her,
right.
You know, her son is 7.
Right.
So that
and these other things. Right. These are the things that they do. They will come after your family in order to stop you from disclosing information. And these are the challenges that we're now having, that we're using technology. It's good to communicate certain things, but this is why I say we still have to know how to meet under, like, the flag of South Carolina is under the moon and the Palmoro tree. Like we used to do. We have to do things back in nature and communicate and do our strategizing without being under using technology.
Yeah. Because we didn't always have all of this.
No, and we did more with less than we do with all of this that we've got. We're creating more messes than we doing more building.
Yes. That is so, so true.
Yeah,
and I missed it.
They were
forward things.
Right.
The slower days, I missed those times.
Yeah. But that's because we had what we call reunions and family reunions or had picnics and gatherings where we were out in nature. And we sat and we communicated. The women talked with the women and the men talked with the men. And we communicated about things that we needed to do, not having to use this technology. But we're thinking we're having more communication. In some ways, we're connected to other parts of the world quicker, but we have to be mindful in being able to create a program or algorithm that we can put our things in encryption where we can communicate without censorship.
Yeah. Yep, and now we're just, I don't know, time is just, I guess what makes it so much easier, but it's not really easy. It takes a lot of mind power.
It's easy for them to know what we're thinking, because if you are on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're tweeting, they can follow the pattern of your behavior and the things in which, and then they can follow you using, you know, the debit card or your credit card. They can follow your buying habits. They can follow your entertainment habits. They can follow your stores and what you frequent and what you buy when you buy certain things. All of that, they've got a mainframe. And did you see the documentary they called The Great Hack?
No, I haven't seen that one.
The Great Hack is about what they did with Obama and Trump's campaign. And what they did is they hired an advertising company that went on and they can get all of the information from Google, Facebook, and all of these others, and they can put it into a mainframe and see what the basic peoples are talking about, and that's what they use to strategize to get people's attention. Because if you type in, I want to know about chocolate milkshakes, how to make chocolate milkshakes, you'll pull it up on YouTube, but I guarantee you the next day you sign on, you'll have all of this information about chocolate milkshakes.
Because
that algorithm. Right. And so this is the way the technology is set up. But whatever you put in it, they know that this is what you're looking for, and then they bombard you with it.
Yeah.
So they're really watching you and seeing what you're looking for, and then they supply and demand.
Brother Connie, I got a text from someone. You had mentioned the movie. Wait a minute, let me just do it this way. Chadwick Boseman. He had passed. He had stage 3 colon cancer, and it progressed to stage 4. State preserved, persevered through it all, and brought you many of the films you have come to love so much, from Marshall to The Five Bloods, August Wilson's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and several more.
Black Bottom.
Yeah.
August Wilson. Yeah.
Yes.
August Wilson did Ma Rainey. And this person, he must have been either a producer or what? Because I'm not understanding the question.
I'm not either. It doesn't say, just that he had passed. And so I don't know if he was an actor. All were filmed during, so I guess he was an actor. Filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemo. It was the honor of his career to bring King T'Challa to life in Black Panther. He died in his home with his wife and family beside.
He must have been a director.
Thank you, listener. I'm sending this to me so that we can share it. I'm sorry, Brother Brother Kwani.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's good that the family is sharing the information of, you know, because we all can't find everything, but this is good that we have some places where everybody brings something in, so we'll share information.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm grateful. My heart goes out to his family.
Yeah.
And to, you know, his loved ones. You know, I pray that they'll have peace through this storm. They will have peace.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about the people. Emmett Till died, so this person crossed over and went home today, and so did W.E. Du Bois went home today, and this was the March on Washington. You know, the poor people got together, and that march went in 63?
Yeah.
It was 57 years, yeah.
Yes. You know, the brother that you talked to through me? You remember?
You talking about Larry?
No.
Talking about?
It was a person that they talked to that you knew their family.
That was
we'll talk about
Ford's
it later.
Son. Right, okay.
Yeah, he used to have the Poor People's Campaign in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's something.
So
wow,
it's something or the other is you know, that sister's gotten, you know, we get tagged, and the thing is that, but she's still standing strong and stepping up, speaking the information, so we'll know what's going on.
Yes. Yes. And you know, just gotta keep her up in prayer. Y'all send her good thoughts. You know, because she's in a fight. She's still persevering. You know, she's still persevering to, you know, to bring everything out if she can.
Right. But we needing to know, because we got to understand what we're challenged with. I mean, media is only going to give you what they feel that they need to distract you from. Because when the media is giving you one thing, it's something else going on the other side. It's like a magician. You know, you watch one hand have pull up a rabbit out of the hat, and the other hand is preparing for the next trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we know they got a lot of rabbits and a lot of tricks.
Oh, yeah, but they're fighting to keep control. Who's going to stand in control of this government? Are the militia and the tyranny, or the people who have been criminalizing people through the system, Biden and Harris, or are we going to keep letting the Make America Great people arm themselves and do what they're going to keep doing and not get any consequences? Because he's sent the military into Wisconsin now. You know.
Oh, boy. Isn't that terrible? That is truly terrible. Yep. Brother Cronin, we have someone else with their hand up. Let me let them in. Area code 510.
Bodies is physique is, you know.
Hi, honey. You have a lot of background noise. Can you? Could you mute your background? Change your location?
I think he's just got the phone on, listening to two things at once.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
I'm 510.
That's a little video dude, little leprechaun.
510, could you clear your line and I'm going to put you back on mute and I'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Okay, I'm sorry. I hated to do that, but can't hear him.
We get on the show.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brother Cronin.
No, I was saying people be multitasking. They'll be watching something and trying to listen to the show and watching something on, and they'll have themselves, they'll hit one and sitting there and didn't mute it. You know,
yeah,
and forget about that they were trying to get on the show too.
Yeah, I'm gonna let. I'm pretty sure that this is Brother Tyreek. 424.
Yes.
Hello,
can
Brother
you hear me?
Tyreek. Yes, you can.
I'm back.
And we had had her for a couple minutes, and then her line dropped.
Yeah, that's the second time. So
yeah,
what I heard was pretty powerful. I mean,
yeah,
the fact that she lays it out about the Black Greeks and sodomy and the whole control mechanism that is used amongst them to keep things under wraps, so that they can help each other out and protect the king. That's all
yeah.
it's about. Yep. So she got it both from Eastern Stars and the Freemasons, huh?
Yeah. But I don't know if you'll be able to get. I know it's hard to get into this show. I was getting messages that I couldn't get in.
They're blocking us.
They're saying that
the toll free number is full when it's not.
Yeah.
Because there is no
toll free
number.
We don't have a toll free number.
Right. And that shows you that they're actually censoring, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, my. Well, the only thing we can do is just persevere. And we have to persevere.
Well, we know we're going to do that, but I mean, the sister has some powerful knowledge and information to give us.
Yes.
And she's prevented from doing it.
Yeah.
And if YouTube took down her page, her channel, without any strikes, that means that everything that we put out is being watched by the ADL.
Yeah.
And the rest of those Zionist creatures, and they think they can control us like that.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason why we're called sheeple. And she fights against the sheeple.
Yep, she's against the sheeple. That's for sure.
Yes. Oh my. Well, folks, we'll have to try this again another night.
Yep, let's try it next week and see if we can't find out on Sunday what the hell's going on with Blog Talk and what are they doing with this this message thing that they're putting and stopping us from calling in.
Yeah, I have to talk to Dry Bones and have him check that out.
Yep. I hear that he has a lot of Trumpsters on his show.
A lot of what?
A lot of Trumpsters followers. A lot of Agent Orange people.
Yeah. It's a lot of them to follow this show as well.
They follow everything we do. Everything we do is followed. Because otherwise they have nothing. See, they have nothing. That's why they must follow us. We are their source. But we don't recognize that.
Yeah. Well, we know that we don't pick who the president is. You know, it's all just a farce for us to be out there. And we know who holds it. You know, it's the Electoral College. So.
Well, but see, wait, Antoinette. First of all, forget about that presidency and all that stuff. It's gone. The man declared a state of national emergency. Publicly stated a state of national emergency and stepped down as president. He's not the president. He's the former president.
Yes.
Running for office again. That's why FEMA's in charge. FEMA's in charge according to the continuity of governance issue that George Herbert Walker Bush put in place. That's where Rex 84 is put in place. All that's directed at us.
So we better
wake up and get going because otherwise we're gonna find the buses waiting for us outside, telling us to get in. And they already have all the Walmarts ready. They got all the other camps are ready. They got the former Japanese camps ready. They're not playing, folks. You better get your shit together. Telling you.
Yeah.
Even this Grandmaster Jay and his NFAC people, you know, they out here with guns and all this stuff because money's flowing some kind of where, because you don't get all that equipment without a little money.
Well, that's true, but we're in the digital age now. They make up numbers to do whatever it is that they wish for it to do.
Well, that's true, but like I said, we have our status as well, and if we don't correct it and get ourselves together, they're going to roll right over us like they've done before. You know, we ought to know this by now, folks. There was a minimum of 2 lynchings a week for 100 years. Come on, you got to understand what these people are about. These are the devil's creatures. They literally are the lower self.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Hybrid beings. Hybrid mankind. Yeah, hybrid mankind. That's what they are. And they admit it.
We're going to save that for next week's show, for next Thursday.
All right, John.
And with that, we're going to call it a night, folks. I thank y'all for your patience. And, we have to have Ms. Mitchell back with us another time soon, I hope. So with that, I'd like to thank y'all again for being with us. And y'all have a good night and a good weekend. Don't forget, Brother Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios, and don't forget the drumming at 3:00 Eastern time, no matter where you are. When it's 3:00 Eastern time here, that's when you should be drumming. And hopefully Brother Eddie and I will be back on Thursday. Wednesday. Excuse me. Okay, so y'all, I want to thank y'all for coming again, and y'all have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. was transformed into an obedient socialist country. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. But church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are dangerous. And you bought it without a fight. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot are okay. Come on. It's just a mask and safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Enjoy. Buy something with it from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change. There's a coin shortage. Use your card. In 4 months, they convince you to use a traceable card for everything. In less than 4 months, government closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever when you are fearful. In less than 4 months, our government successfully instilled fear in a majority of the population in America that allows them to control every aspect of your life, including what you eat, where you go, who you see, and your toilet paper. And the most dangerous and terrifying part, people are not afraid of the government who removed their freedom. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends. And they hate those that won't comply. It's absolutely terrifying to me that so many people don't question authority. They are willing to surrender their critical thinking skills and independence. They just gave up without thinking, without a fight. Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on. It's for the greater good. Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? Well, you already allowed the government to say when you can go outside, where you're allowed to go, and accepted a new unproven digital education for your kids in the last 100 days. You followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself. The mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. I don't follow politics. I don't care about that stuff. I don't think about it. 6 million Jewish people were exterminated in Germany because 97% of the population cowered to populist control. Nobody wanted to think about it. It's easier just to ignore it. But that couldn't happen here in America, right? They got you. Without a thought. Without a fight. Just like France. Just like Russia. Just like China. Welcome, comrades.